He has to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. If he instead brings it to Beis Chonya, he not fulfill his obligation since the carbon brought there is possible. If someone said Harei Alei Oila to be offered in the Beis Chonya, he has to bring it to be offered in the Beis HaMikdash. But if he offered in Beis Chonya, he has fulfilled his obligation. Rav Shimon says it's not an Oila, and there's no obligation to even bring it as an Oila. Mishnah continues, if someone says Harini Nazir, he has to shave his head in the Beis HaMikdash when the term is over. If he instead shaved in the Beis Chonya, he's not Yoytze. If someone said Harini Nazir to shave in the Beis Chonya, he still has to shave his head in the Beis HaMikdash. But if he shaved in Beis Chonya, he has fulfilled his obligation. Rav Shimon again says he's not a Nazir at all, and there's no chiyuv to shave over here altogether. Fact, the Gemara. How can the Mishnah say that an offering an oil in the Beis Chonya fulfills an obligation is a carbon shechted outside the Mikdash, which makes it possible, and it's as if it was killed without a shechita? And for tomorrow, Rav Nuna said, it's considered as if he said, Harei alai oil on condition that I am not responsible for replacing it. Rava asked, in the Mishnah's case of Nazir, is it as if he's becoming a Nazir on the condition that he's not responsible for the Kabbanis? A Nazir who doesn't bring the Kabbanis does not become permitted for wine and tumma. And for tomorrow, rather, Rava said, the case of Oyla is regarding a person who meant to bring a gift, not a korban. And he says that he'll only trouble himself to bring it to Beis Chonya, not to the Beis HaMikdash. Similarly, the case of Nazir is where he intended to cause pain by limiting himself, but not to truly accept the full Naziris. And he says that if he can bring his korbanos to Beis Chonya, he will do so, but he will not trouble himself to go all the way to Beis HaMikdash. Rav Nuna would say that he agrees to this explanation of Nazir, but would remain with his own explanation in the case of Oyla. We find that Rabbi Rachana, in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, and the Braisa say like Rav Nuna. Zok, the next mission, the Kahanim who serve in the Beis Chonya may not serve in the Beis HaMikdash. And certainly this is true of Kahanim who serve in the house of Avodah Zarah. This is based on a pasuk which says that they may not serve in the Beis HaMikdash, but they may eat from the Kabbanis. This teaches that these Kahanim are like Kahanim with a mum. They get a share of the Kabbanis and may eat them, but they may not do the Avodah. Zok, the Gemara Behuda said, a Kayin that shechted a carbon for Avodah Zarah and then did tshuva, a carbon that he then offers in the Beis HaMikdash is perfectly kosher. Rabbi Yisrael Avdimi said, this is based on a pasuk which says that a Kayin who did an Avodah for Avodah Zarah becomes possible to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. However, since Shechita is not an Avodah, it doesn't make impossible forever to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara continues, if a Kayin did Zrika for an Avodah Zarah b'shoigig, Rav Nachman says he may do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, Rav Sheshet says he may not. Rav Sheshet bases the view on the pasuk that we just said before, which used the word Michshol and Avodah, and he says one of these refers to Shoigig, and teaches even an Avodah done for an Avodah Zarah b'shoigig will make the Kayin possible. Rav Nachman bases the reason on a Braisa that learns from a pasuk that a Kayin may do the Avodah for his own Chatas that he brings for having served Avodah Zarah. This can't be it can't refer to where he served the Avodah Zarah with Shechita, because then he would be allowed to do the Avodah for a carbon even if that Shechita had been done the Mezid. Rather, it must be referring to where he did the Zrika B'Shoigig for an Avodah Zarah, and we see that he may then still do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Sheshet says that a Shechita B'Mezid for an Avodah Zarah would make a Kayin forever possible to do the Avodah, and therefore it may be that the pasuk only refers to the Shechita that was done B'Shoigig, but a Zrika B'Shoigig maybe would not make him possible forever. Mar explains that they follow their views elsewhere. We learned with regard to a Kayin who did a Shechita for an Avodah Zarah B'Mezid and then did Tshuva, Rav Nachman says he may then do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Sheshet says he may not. Rav Nachman says he may because the Shechita that he did is not an Avodah. Rav Sheshet says he may not because the Shechita B'Mezid makes him a priest of the Avodah Zarah. Mark continues, Rav Nachman brings a proof from a Braisa. The Braisa says, a Kayin who did an Avodah for an Avodah Zarah and then did Tshuva may do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, what is this referring to? It can't be a case of Shoigig because then he doesn't have to do Tshuva. He's in a state of Tshuva just by realizing what he did. Rather, it refers to a case of Amazin. Now, this can't refer to a Zrika because then even if he did Tshuva, it'd be possible for the Avodah. Rather, it refers to a Shechita B'Mezid. Rav Sheshet explains the Braisa is referring to a Shechita B'Shoigig and says that when it says he did Tshuva, it means if he did Tshuva from the start, meaning it was B'Shoigig, then he's still cautious to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara continues, if a Kohen bowed down to Avodah Zarah and then did Tshuva, Rav Nachman says he can do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, Rav Sheshet says he cannot. If a Kohen accepted Avodah Zarah upon himself and then did Tshuva, Rav Nachman says he may do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, Rav Sheshet says he may not. The Gemara says all these cases of dispute are necessary to be taught, because if we would only have the case of a Kohen who did the Zrika B'Shoigig for Avodah Zarah, we would say only over there Rav Sheshet says it becomes possible for Avodah because he did a true Avodah. But in the case of a Shechita B'Mezid for Avodah Zarah, maybe he would agree with Rav Nachman that he does not become possible for the Avodah. If we would only have the case of the Shechita, we would say it's only over there Rav Sheshet says he's possible, because he did some sort of Avodah. But in the case of the Kohen who bowed down to Avodah Zarah, we would say that it does not make him possible. If we would only have the case of a bowing down, we would say in that case, Rav Sheshet says it's possible because he didn't act. But in the case of accepting Avodah Zarah upon himself, which are mere words, so maybe it does not make him possible. That's why all these cases are necessary to be taught. The Mishnah says, "The answer, chulam yidav ra'achav chulu." Zokti more from the fact the Mishnah says, and certainly this is true for Kahanim who serves in a house of idol worship, it must be that the Mishnah holds that Beis Chonya was not Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah must therefore follow the following view. Abraisa says the year of Shimon HaTzadik died, he told the people that he would die. He explained every year he would see an old man dressed in white accompany him into and out of the Kodesh HaKodeshim on Yom Kippur, but that year an old man dressed in black entered with him, but did not exit with him. After that Sukkot, he got sick for 7 days and passed away. Upon his death, the Kohanim no longer gave the bracha using the Shema Mefarish. At the time of his death, he said that his son Chanya should take his place. Chanya's brother Shimi was 2.5 years older than him and was jealous. He tricked Chanya into wearing women's clothing to do the Avodah, and then he told the other Kohanim, oh look, he's wearing that with the woman's clothing because he promised his wife he would wear her clothing to show how much he loved her. All the people tried to go and kill Chanya, who then ran away to Alexandria, he built a mizbeach over there and then offered kabbanis to Avodah Zarah. This is the view of our mayor. Yehuda said that what happened was that Chanya refused the position and instead gave it to his brother Shimi. He then regretted giving up the position and tried to have his brother killed by tricking his brother into wearing the women's clothing. Shimi told the people that he was told by Chanya to wear this clothing. The people then chased Chanya to kill him, and he ran all the way to Alexandria, where he built a mizbeach and brought kabbanis for the sake of Hashem, actually. Pasuk supports this view as well, because the Pasuk talks about the mizbeach being built for Hashem in Mitzrayim. The Chacham say that we see from over here how the lengths a person will go for kavod. A Braisa demonstrates this last point. In it, Rabbi Shimon Prachi says, initially, if someone would tell me that I would become the Nasi, I would have had him tied up and put him before a lion. Now that I'm Nasi, if someone would suggest that I step down from the position, I would pour boiling water over him. We see the Shaul as well. At first, he refused to become king. Later, he was willing to kill David so that he remained king. V'ekmar Makashisha, the son of Rav Chista, asked Abaye, what does our mayor do with the Pasuk of Rabbi Yehuda? And tomorrow, it's like taught in a Braisa that after Sancheir was defeated, King Chizkiah went out of Yerushalayim and found many princes sitting in golden carriages. He made them swear not to serve Avodah Zarah, and then he let them live. He then built a mizbeach in Mitzrayim and offered korbanos for the sake of Hashem, which is what the pasuk refers to. Rav Huna Dashan is supposed to teach that Bavel was a gullus where the Yidden were not under terrible governmental oppression, but the other places of gullus were not as kind.